Next is a progress known on Charlotte Billings. Last name B-I-L-L-I-N-G-S, Charlotte, C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E. Date was February the 7th, February 9th, 2022. Place is Argentine Care Center. The pair of Mrs. Billings was seen regarding stroke history, debility, hypertension. And confusion period. She has diabetes and mellitus also. She has diabetes mellitus also, period. Paragraph history. Mrs. Billings moved in earlier this year from assisted living because it was difficult to manage her, and she had behavior problems. And it may have been related to a specific staff member or resident there, period. She was calm today, and she denies major behavior problems now, period.
We want to keep it. It's still okay if no load, but if where that is green, that means...
She denies other new complaints, period.
We will plug it in.
Review of system is negative. She has diabetes mellitus. And there's no polyuria or polydipsia, period. Most sugars are in the low to mid 100s, but a few get up, and there's one or two over 200 or over 300, period. She denies any polyuria or polydipsia, period. At the moment, she denies paresthesias, period. She's not as delusional as she was in the assisted living home, period. Review of systems is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain, period. She mentions diarrhea, but the nursing staff states that she's more constipated and she is on Miralax, and they are not aware of any diarrhea, period. An examination. She was not distressed or ill-appearing and was adequately nourished. Had a neck under remarkable appearance. She has poor dentition. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular, enormous longitudinal gallop, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, cranial is grossly normal. And she also has weakness in both limbs. She has both right and left hemiplegia, period. She's not ambulatory, period. New paragraph assessment and plan, one. This is... Billings has had multiple strokes and is debilitated, period. I will continue atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, plus...
It was the day that I couldn't get her searched. She had her back to lift down.
Let's leave it at that, period. Two, she has hypertension controlled with amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, plus quantity 0.1 milligram BID, period. Three, she has diabetes mellitus controlled with Lantus-Solastar, 20 units daily.
She Hey, okay, whatever keeps your, the helps your calm, then.
Period. Or she has generalized anxiety disorder.
I've been keeping her busy, haven't I?
Uh-huh.
I have.
Yeah, you've been keeping her busy. I haven't been able to keep her busy.
As well as major depressive disorder, period. I will continue. Lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams at bedtime if needed. And she may have an orally or IV, period. She is on Seroquel 50 milligrams at bedtime and Trazodone 100 milligrams at bedtime because many of her symptoms are at night, period. I will continue venlafaxine 75 milligrams twice a day and Zyprexa 2.5 milligrams at bedtime, period. It is noted that she has a right above the amputation, period. Overall, it's an in the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.